Now, if you open up the April 2013 issue of Food & Wine magazine and check the masthead, you'll see something that has never appeared between those covers. Something that breaks a precedent. Along with Editor-in-Chief Dana Cowan's name, there's a new title, Guest Editor Mario Batali. Dana Cowan, Editor-in-Chief of Food & Wine magazine, and Mario Batali join us from New York. Hey, you two, welcome. Good to have you here.
We're so happy to be here.
I'm ecstatic.
Dana, give us the lowdown. I mean, you have never had anyone as a guest editor on the magazine in all the years that the magazine's been in print. So what happened with this guy?
Well, you know, I hate to share the spotlight, but there's one guy with whom I'm willing to do that, and that is Mario Batali. Our readers love Italian food. They have an endless fascination for Italian every which way, and we've given it to them every which way, except the all Mario way. And let me tell you, this was the most fun I've had as an editor, being a co-editor.
But what's the scope of what an editor does? Because I don't think most of us realize what goes on, you know, behind the scenes.
Well, in the case of asking Mario to be the guest editor, I had a few things on my wish list. I wanted Mario to teach someone to cook because he's such an amazing teacher. And so I asked Mario if he wanted to do that. He's like, sure, who do you want? And he said, Jimmy Fallon. And I said, that would be good.
That's a good beginning, yeah.
And we also wanted Mario to do an interview because often editors will indeed do interviews. And Mario said, that sounds good to me. What about Jim Harrison? Done. And the amazing thing about having Mario do the Q&A, we didn't give him any guidelines. We just said, want you to have an interesting conversation. It has to have something to do with food. And you take it from there. And Mario's interview, which we have the full transcript of, it was masterful.
So, Mario, what was it like for you? You've never done this before.
I've never done this before. I've written, and I like to write. So I was excited about the prospect of writing or participating or seeing what happens in the world of editing. I had always assumed that there was this kind of grinding urgency as you approached the deadline. And maybe they put on airs for me, but this seemed like the most natural, flawless, and fun way to put together a project that I've ever seen. It was just a blast. And I'm always fascinated by how other people who do things really well do what they do. And I got to see a pretty inside scope on this, and it was great.
I have to know about the cooking lesson with Jimmy Fallon.
Well, let's just put it this way. It started in a swank, rented apartment in New York City, and we started cooking, and by the end of the entire episode, me, Dana, and Jimmy are in the bathtub with a lot of strawberries. That's all I have to say.
You are joking.
I mean, he actually is not, and is documented. It's in the issue, and it was very unexpected.
Right.
Should I ask, were you clothed or unclothed?
You should ask, and you know what? You should get the issue and check it out.
Oh, you're a stinker. You really are. Now, Jim Harrison, you two have known each other forever. And
yes.
I personally find it difficult at times to interview people I really know. You know, it's hard to kind of step back. How did you treat this?
I treated it like a conversation with Jim, and it invariably, very much like his books, weaves a lot of wide textures in together at the same time. We always talk about food, but we always talk about the outdoors. We talk about hunting. We talk about birds. We talk about dogs. We talk about places we like to sit. We talk about the way the wind smells on a Thursday afternoon when you're in Livingston, Montana. He is exactly how he reads in real life. And one of the greatest things about knowing him and then reading his books is that you hear him so clearly in every sentence.
Sounds like a total natural.
It is a natural, and he's so ready to be interviewed. He has so many things to say and always looks at life from a particularly illuminated level that always seems to be floating a little over the ground to me, that it's just always a fascination to talk with him, and it gives me great joy.
What ended up for you being the thing that either gave you pause or you felt was really challenging?
Not really anything. There was a one moment when we were discussing a particular pasta that I had given to one of the editors, and they decided that they were going to put cherry tomatoes in it. And I'm like, but this is an April issue, right? You know there aren't cherry tomatoes in the Northern Hemisphere. And we kind of dealt with it, and it worked out well. That was the bumpiest of the bumps, though.
To be fair, Mario was incredibly gracious, because what he said was, just, you know, this is not how I would do the pasta, but I understand covers because it was the cover pasta mm-hmm. that we were talking about. And as we were cooking this together, because I was not going to let this issue happen without me getting a lesson from Mario, which is what I did accomplish with this cover recipe. So I wrote about it in my editor's page. But in the middle of the lesson, Mario turns to me and goes, you know, if we called this a Southern pasta, you would have cherry tomatoes in April. So I'm good with that.
Right.
So he came around. So it was okay. Yeah, and yeah, you'll see yeah. the cover has... The other thing is that the cherry tomatoes that are on the cover still have their skins. Whereas the first thing Mario taught me was you get the tomatoes on the vine, you pop them in a really hot oven, and then basically you just pluck the little skins off of them. So Mario probably would never have a skin on his tomato, ever. He doesn't like the way it feels on your teeth.
That said, this cover looks beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Dana, are we going to be seeing some other names on the masthead in the future? Are you thinking about doing this again?
I hate to say it, but I think Mario sort of broke the mold. He was perfect. He can interview. He can write. He can teach. He was a pleasure. And I don't have a burning desire to do it again. I didn't, you know, it's my first time in 18 years. And it was a perfect experience. Sometimes, you know, you eat the perfect peach, you don't have to have more dessert. I think I've got the perfect guest editor. I'm not sure I need to have another one.
That
so
makes
I don't
sense.
Know.
That makes sense. Dana, Mario, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dana Cowan is editor-in-chief of Food & Wine magazine. Chef and man of all culinary machinations, Mario Batali is guest editor of the April 2013 issue of the magazine.